joined by a spokeswoman for the organisation for yep. migration. You were due to send a boat to Tripoli. Can you give us an update on its progress?
Well, our boat is still on its way to Tripoli. It's due to arrive later on in the day today. We had been hoping to carry out the evacuation today as soon as it would arrive, you know, to very quickly embark as many migrants as we could fit onto the boat and leave. Unfortunately, IOM no longer has the security and safety guarantees that it had been given earlier. And so as a result, we will not dock the boat because it will not be safe for either our staff or for the migrants to carry out the operation in this kind of situation. What IOM will do, however, is to keep a boat at sea until conditions improve. We know that migrants do still want to be evacuated. The conditions have changed again from yesterday, so it's a very difficult environment. It's going to be an extremely difficult operation, but we nevertheless remain committed to carrying it out.
So the situation has deteriorated over the last 24 hours or so. It was looking hopeful yesterday. No longer today. Is that the case?
Well, no, not that it looking hopeful yesterday. We've never thought that this was going to be an easy operation to carry out. We had been given assurances, security guarantees before the boat had actually even left Benghazi to go to Tripoli. The events in Tripoli in the past couple of days have thrown everything up into the air. And, you know, the fact that the port has changed, the control of the port has changed hands, it's hampered our work in a sense, in just in terms of then having to seek guarantees from those who now control the port. But neither, you know, no matter how much they want to be able to give us security assurances, they can't, because as with our Misrata operations, where we've carried out evacuation of more than nearly 8,500 migrants, we know that it's an extremely difficult operation to carry out, and that things can change very suddenly. Even if we have guarantees at a point in time, suddenly fighting can break out, and it can be very dangerous for both staff and for migrants. So we need to be a bit more confident that the security assurances will at some stage be upheld. We know that the port is a strategic point, as it was clear for Misrata, and this might be ultimately an issue in terms of how we can get them out.
I can remember the sort of chaotic scenes in Misrata with the port being shelled as the boat docked.
Yeah.
Is that experience, has that changed the IOM's policy? Are you more cautious as a result of Misrata?
No, I don't. Well, I mean, we always try to be as cautious as much as we can. This is a conflict situation, so you cannot operate in a way that you would be able to in a non-conflict situation. There is always an element of high risk involved. What we try to ensure is that there has to be a certain level of security guarantees and safety. With our Misrata operations, you know, we always knew it was going to be difficult. But, you know, there are times when it was calm and both sides knew when our boat was due to dock. Most of the time they respected the embarkation, the docking and the embarkation period, and let us get on with our work to get the migrants out and the wounded civilians out. Sometimes, you know, the conflict got in the way and they began earlier, you know, with the firing and the shelling, and on that particular incident, that's what had happened. We want to avoid that a repetition of that situation, clearly, because it was a difficult moment. And the migrants, we know at that time that the migrants who were actually outside the port at the time, that some migrants had been killed in the shelling. You know, it's one of the things that we really don't want to see is a repetition of that, where, you know, innocent people who are just simply, who are caught up in a conflict that is not of their own, who, you know, that they are not, again, victims to this particular fighting and conflict.
Okay.
I say that very well, actually.
Thanks so much for your time. Thanks.
You're welcome. Okay.